Before each teisho, we chant all together Dogen Zenji's Eihei Koso Hotsugammon. There are those here who are hearing it for the first time. Others of you have heard it many, many, many times. Although it is written in Japanese, the characters, and we're chanting it in Japanese, the chant, it's not the Japanese of our day. You may not know what you're chanting, even if you speak Japanese. You may feel even more out of it if you're non-Japanese, reading it in the Roman alphabet. Those of you who feel deeply moved, who feel deeply and clearly absorbed by the chant, may be few. Each and every one of you, even while meeting with the same exact text, will receive it and perceive it differently. This is only natural. Your world is uniquely, solely yours. Your world is actually your exclusive truth. What will you do with the truth that's solely yours? Will you regard your world as something which has to be changed, something that you came by at random? Do you look upon it as somehow lacking, unworthy of appreciation? If you can't live out your world vitally, with spirit, you're wasting this life. A waste, a pity, inexcusable. But the fact is that as long as you fail to appreciate the wonder, which is your unique truth, then you will also fail to realize that your ingratitude, that your lack of appreciation is inexcusable. That's just the way it is. But you're here now, able to practice this sesshin. You have this opportunity to chant the Hotsugammon. Breath by breath, you have been able to hear how to practice. If you practice as you are shown, then without question, you will come to know the absolute necessity of meeting with truth. You will know what you've got to do. You will know that it is inexcusable not to meet face to face with this one person. This one person you must meet is you yourself. And you can do it. You can meet with yourself. You can know yourself, of course. All along, for all time, you've been right where you are, one with yourself, meeting perfectly with yourself. You're meeting with yourself, but not meeting. And you're hearing, but not hearing. For evidence of your lack of awareness, ask yourself, who am I? Can you answer the question, who am I, with complete confidence and clarity? If not, then you have something very important to do. There's something crucial that you must do. Dogen Zenji, the founder of Eiheiji, left us this text to awaken in us the one great desire. His desire is that we may have the same thought of enlightenment. We live one in the same truth, one in harmony with Dogen. We live one in the same life. The text urges us to share in his aim for enlightenment. Please, together. The words of our chant express the very life of Dogen. There are many people who think nothing of admonishing us to just sit. It's enough to sit, they say. You must not be concerned with enlightenment. It's a mistake to practice with the thought of enlightenment. Where on earth do they find basis for that notion? These few words which form the Eihei Kosu Hotsugammon say nothing but this. You must attain enlightenment. Life does continue. There will be rebirth. You must not look off carelessly. Is there anything else to be said? Is there anything else said? I vow with all beings, together with all being, one. You cannot look off from this. We are all together. I vow. The vow arises from the very source of life, from wisdom. So we are from the beginning together with Dogen, living out this vow. I vow with all beings, from this life on throughout countless lives, to hear the true Dharma. There is truth, which we must hear. And the truth is that each and all being is the treasure of all treasures. This precious gem of the universe is you yourself. True Dharma is sounding. You, each and every being, is the gem. That sure doesn't speak of your life as half-baked or imperfect or random. And so I pray that upon hearing the true Dharma, no doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. I will believe directly upon hearing the teaching, Buddha Dharma. What a pity it would be to doubt. Depending upon and wrapped up in the incomplete knowledge and the little experience that you've gathered up to now, how puny you make your world. So the text continues, when I meet with true Dharma, I will renounce worldly notions and I will receive and accept, embrace true Dharma. To receive and embrace. To receive and embrace the life of the world-honored one, the life of Shakyamuni Buddha, who has revealed the true teaching for us. In embracing true Dharma, ultimately, the great earth and all beings together attain the Buddha way. Ultimately, of course, without fail. Ultimately, there is no one who is outside the way. The great earth and all living beings will attain the Buddha way. When one being is truly reborn, all being is reborn. And at the same time, if you yourself are not born again awakened to this truth, then you will not be able to see it for yourself. Receive, accept, and realize it for yourself. You cannot rely upon someone else to realize truth for you. Realization is your own responsibility. Who is it who has mercilessly indulged in harmful acts? Certainly everyone. We have all accumulated immeasurable negative karma. That's certain. We chant, my past evil karma has greatly accumulated and is the cause and condition of obstacles to my practice of the way. Of course, it's because you have misjudged yourself. Failing to see, losing sight of who you really are, you've made yourself into a solitary, disconnected person. So all of your actions have been evil, unskillful, negative. But don't lose heart. Having accumulated great evil karma, everyone's time of ripening comes. Understanding comes closer. It's spoken throughout the text. Each and every one must be reborn to truth. Without a doubt, you can realize truth. Buddhas and ancestors of old were as we are now. All the Buddhas and ancestors who profoundly awakened to the truth that all the universe is my life, all were, before awakening, caught up in puny, small notions, caught up in small-mindedness. There was hesitancy, timidness, complaints, weakness, obstinacy. Caring nothing for others, selfish and arrogant, cold, building up oneself on the misfortune of another, of others. All of these acts, lacking in compassion, are the result of our looking off from who we really are. Lack of compassion arises from turning our back on truth. Truth. We're not talking the little sea of Japan or the Pacific Ocean. Truth is vast, vast, all-encompassing, big belly. Truth is fathomless, but at the same time, so very near and dear. Like the baby's first bath. It's as though you were bathed, being bathed in that first warm, warm water. You are so utterly nurtured and cared for. And yet you still don't recognize it. But all the Buddhas and ancestors were, like we are, once caught up in confusion and disorder and ignorance. It may appear to you at times impossible to break out of this disheveled and messy nature that you find of yourself. But listen. Buddhas and ancestors of old were as we are now. We, in the future, will be Buddhas and ancestors. It may seem almost a sacrilege to say these words, but we can't help it, because they are words of truth. Buddhas and ancestors of old were just like we are now. We in the future will be Buddhas and ancestors. You will be reborn in truth, awakened. You will see that life is just as we hear it in our chant. Your season, your time of awakening, will come. Your season of understanding, attainment, knowledge, awareness. It is inevitable. Dogen quotes Ryūge Bodhisattva. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now be enlightened. You, fumbling and confused, distracted from truth, looking off, you, open your eyes. Open your eyes so that you can proclaim for yourself that there never was any problem. Come to life, rebirth. Those who in past lives were not enlightened must now be enlightened. Solve the problem now. Untangle the fetters. That's why you're here, sitting in Sesshin. In this life, save the body, which is the fruit of many lives. Whatever you line you pull up from this chant, isn't it urging you to rebirth? Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. Enlightened people of today are exactly as those of old. It's so clear. How ridiculous it would be to imagine that there is no need for enlightenment, or to think that the thoughts of enlightenment create seeds of negative karma, as some people have said. To seek to depress the thought of enlightenment is like ignoring motherly love. What a shame, what a waste. Enlightened people of today are exactly as those of old. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. If Shakyamuni had not had the profound experience of Satori, he would be, as we are, entrapped in puny notions of separateness, timid and hesitant, just as we are now, wasting this precious treasure, creating great stores of negative karma. Before Buddhas were enlightened, they were the same as we. Enlightened people of today are exactly as those of old. Yes. Come to the point where you can nod your head in accord. Please. So intimate. As we chant in the morning, Higashibutsu Daiyosho, Shikibutsu Daiyosho. It's the way it is. This is the exact transmission of a verified Buddha. You can, as you are, meet with Buddha. The exact transmission of Buddha is receiving perfectly. Perfect accord, perfect reception. And what do you receive? Truth self, original mind, original self. Going nowhere, I am right here. Together with the 1,000 Buddhas, the 10,000 ancestors. So why do you hesitate? How could you think that it could be enough to study the words and imitate to some extent the ways of the great Buddhas? Your own rebirth in truth is the only way. It's the only way you could ever be satisfied. It's unpardonable to make excuses for your lack of understanding. It is unpardonable for you to make excuses and leave it at that. It is unpardonable to limit yourself. You have your work to do. Accept it fully. Yes. The teaching is crystal clear. It's absolutely direct. So you won't become misguided. You have hurled yourself into this sesshin. The first thing you must do is let go of body and mind. Cast off body and mind. This instruction is for you. It's not something theoretical. It's not something for somebody else to do, and it's certainly not something that you cannot do. Forget about body and mind. Throw yourself into the house of Buddha. It's very clear, so there can be no confusion. The house of Buddha. You who have thrown yourself into this sesshin, you are responding directly. This sesshin is the house of Buddha. Just set aside your body and mind, forget about them, throw them into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. You can and you are following this guidance. How precious is this sesshin. It becomes clearer, ever more obvious to you just how important and how precious is this time of sesshin. Keeping yourself in your own little house, defending your own small ideas and feelings, doing what you want to do, thinking as you want to think, you only succeed in creating more and more negative karma. That's because I, me, mine is the master of that house. In sesshin, you are not permitted to indulge in self-cherishing. So you can, naturally, just set aside body and mind, forget about them. Throw them into the house of Buddha, then all is done by Buddha. You can now and here follow this guidance. You can practice this practice. You have been rewarded with this opportunity. And you have nothing to worry about because you have nothing to figure out. So simple. Just practice this way, the practice that you've been given. I will guide you very clearly. All you need to do is follow the practice, and your time of opportunity will come, your time to be able to hear my guidance and simply follow it. Just do it. You have absolutely no need to analyze, evaluate, calculate, or critique your practice. Practice without effort or calculation. You cannot calculate and judge because you have dug out and cast off body and mind. When you set aside body and mind, dig it out, only then, for the first time, does the genuine become evident, clear. And if you set aside body and mind, the genuine will, without fail, without a doubt, definitely make itself known. What will be evident? It will be evident that everything is, as it is, just all right. When you follow this, you are free from birth and death and become a Buddha without effort or calculation. You can make this one step in clarity. You can breathe this one breath clearly, not dimly, clearly. The world is full of calculators, but you, now and here, practicing this sesshin, cannot afford to indulge in judgments, and you don't need to. Settle the body. Settle the breath. Not superficially puffing through the nose, but deeply breathe from the base of your gut, breath by breath. This one breath, full, settled. Settle the mind. If you allow the mind its way, thoughts and feelings will roll and tumble and jump around. So you're given a practice to do. If you're counting the breath, just count. If you become very settled in your counting, you may or you may not be given the practice of following the breath. No matter what practice you've been given, if you will only give it your full attention, becomes the practice of true mind, the pure mind of original life, the pure mind of original life is not somewhere else. And certainly, your time of ripeness will come, your time to meet with true self. It's certain. Ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. What a blessing. You'll be able to shed a tear together in oneness with the single weed that's before you, the single flower. Let go, cleanly let go of self-clinging. There never was, never, anywhere, any stingy disposition. Repenting, revealing, and disclosing one's lack of faith and practice before the Buddha, the power of this revelation melts away the root of transgressions. This is the pure single color of true practice, of the true mind of faith, of the true body of faith. From beginning to end, in Dogen's rousing the thought of enlightenment, we are one, together with all being. No one is left out. No one is separate. It is impossible to be separate from anything in the universe. Even if you try hard to cling to a separate, independently existing entity, you cannot. Together with all beings. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.